It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey neighbor, I'm glad we're together again. I brought a box to show you. It's a music box, because it's a box with something that makes music inside. A very fancy box it is. It has inlaid wood. You see, these little pieces of wood that make it look like flowers and leaves and things are all tiny pieces that have been laid into this big piece of wood. So it's called inlaid wood. Now, it's a box that has something in it that makes music. And I want you to see that apparatus, that something. Just look carefully at it. Now you see a little thing down here that will go around, and that will make this cylinder with bumps on it turn around, and then those bumps will make, this sort of looks like a comb, doesn't it? Well, it'll make the teeth of the comb pop out and back and make music. See that thing that goes around? Looks like a little fan. See that? That's. See that? Now I want to show you how I wind it up, because it's not wound up yet. It's right back here. This is a little key that winds it. Now, when I open it up, it'll start to play, and you can hear it. Now look at it carefully and listen to it carefully. Okay. See this thing going around? And the making those little teeth pop up and back. Well, a long time ago, before there were any records or record players, people made music boxes. Fun to look at and fun to listen to. I like to look carefully and listen carefully. Don't you? If you will look carefully, listen carefully, you will learn to find a lot of things carefully. Look and listen. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's a way to learn a lot of things carefully. Look, look. Some things you see are confusing, some things you hear are strange, but if you ask someone to explain one or two, you'll begin to notice a change in you. If you will look carefully, listen carefully, that's the way to keep on growing carefully. Look. Joe Negri has a collection of music boxes at his shop, and he thought maybe we'd like to see some different ones. That's why I borrowed this one from somebody else today to show you first. But let's call to see if it's a good time to come to see Joe. See if he's very busy there. He knows that I like to show you different things. Hello, is this Negri's Music Shop? Oh, Joe, I didn't recognize your voice at first. How are you? Well, I just wondered if this was a good time to come to see the music boxes. Oh, fine. Well, good, we'll be able to hear them too. All right, good, we'll be over right away. Bye-bye. He said that there was a barbershop quartet there practicing some songs. They were just about to leave, but he thought if we came right away, we could hear maybe the end of their rehearsal. And then we can see the music boxes after that. Okay? Let's go to Negri's Music Shop. We can show them our music box, too. Come along.
Hi. How are you?
Great, thanks. Joe told me that there was a collection of music boxes here and some singers.
Yes. Why don't you go right in?
May I?
Sure.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
That new ending, that's nice. Larry, Fred.
Hi, Larry.
Fred.
Larry.
How are you?
I'd like you to know Dawn, and Al, and Leo.
Well, Leo.
These gentlemen make up what is known as a barbershop quartet.
Well, I've heard that name often, and I wondered, do you sing in barbershops?
Well, they used to at the turn of the century, but now they sing just about every place.
I wonder how you make your music.
And well, we sort of build our chords. Would you like, let's show them how we...
Isn't that nice, Rich Harmony? Yeah. I know you fellas have been working a long time, but would you do one song for Fred?
What a treat that was.
Did you enjoy that?
Thank you.
Oh, it's time to be going, Larry.
Okay, fellas. That's enough for today.
Nice meeting you. Glad to meet you. Thank you very much.
Bye. I guess you want to see those music boxes.
I'd like to.
These boxes have been in Larry's family for many, many years. Larry, would you kind of do the honors and
Sure. Well, this is the one I was showing my friends.
Oh, yes, that's a little Swiss box.
Mm-hmm.
Over here we have one that is made up like an old-fashioned merry-go-round. Can you see all the different animals on there?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you listen real closely, you can hear the music.
That's an old one, isn't it?
These are all old. This one uses a strange-looking folder here with holes punched in it. And as this roller presses down on here and you turn it, you get some kind of a musical sound. First records, as you can see, it's a metal disc, a metal record, with the music punched out with little holes. Yes.
I never saw one like that.
That really is a special one.
Huh? Is this one like that?
No, this one is like your little one, only it's a lot larger. And it has something special in it, too. It has bells that are played by little bees, and it also has drums. See the drums?
From a very musical family, aren't you?
Yeah.
Any wonder you have...
This one over here is an old hurdy-gurdy machine. A man used to walk around the streets. He had a monkey with him with a cap, a little tin cup to collect pennies from the people. Why don't you try playing that one?
Or you just turn this?
Just turn that on.
Wait a minute, I'm...
Collection, Larry. They really are beautiful music boxes.
They're also different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you think of a music box, you usually think of something like this. All of these are so different.
Come on, we'll go out in the store and I'll show you that pitch pipe that you were asking me about.
Fred, we'll see
Thanks,
you later.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye.
Thanks very much, Debbie. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Right over here, Larry. I'm just interested in one of those pitch pipes, Deb.
Come along. Music boxes were very old. Yeah, they were made a long time before I was born, and a long, long time before you were born. I liked listening to them, didn't you? A let's pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild finds a music box in her museum in the neighborhood of make-believe. And let's pretend that she's looking for some people to sing along with it. All right? Okay. Neighborhood of make-believe.
That's what I always say. That's probably the best way to look at it. No, I disagree. For me, a day begins at the beginning.
Hey, give me a hand, Everlyn.
Oh, excuse me, Trolley. A woman needs my help.
Oh.
How can I help, Lady Elaine?
Oh, this thing's so heavy.
Oh.
Oh.
Ooh,
there.
It is.
I knew we could do it together. Now just start it.
Well, what is it?
It's a music box, silly. I'm going to broadcast some real sweet music around this neighborhood.
Well, how do I start it?
Oh, you just turn the crank and then listen.
All the time?
Sure. Remind the world that I'm around.
Lady Elaine, I don't think the world needs that much reminding.
Why, Harriet Cow. How now, dear cow?
I'm great. Donkey gave me the day off. He was so excited about his prize that he just...
What prize?
Oh, Grandpere gave Don Quixote a prize for the best potato work in the world.
Oh, potato prize,
mm-hmm.
Huh? Well, what say we set out for a prize?
What kind of a prize?
Well, how about the make-believe sweethearts prize?
Oh, well, what do we have to do for that?
Well, sing, of course.
Sing?
What do you mean?
I mean, we're going to get up a threesome, the three of us. What do you expect?
You mean a trio?
That's it. We'll be a trio. We have the music box, and each one of us can sing a little something. All we have to do is start.
Well, I don't sing that well. I mean...
I'll be glad to try, Lady Elaine.
Good. I just start to sing. Now, everybody, start. Do-do-do-do-do.
But, Lady Elaine...
What?
We need to know what we're going to sing.
Oh, well, just, start the music box, and then each one of us sings.
But what words will we sing?
We're the make-believe sweethearts. That'll be good. That's it.
Keep it down a bit.
Keep on singing, girls. I think we're about to get a prize.
Make-believe sweetheart. Oh, yes, make-believe sweetheart. Oh, make-believe sweetheart.
No, I did not say that. I did not say I was going to give you a prize.
Well, what did you say?
I just asked if you would keep it down a bit. I'm trying to work in my tree, and there's too much noise.
Noise. Too much noise? You call our offering noise? Away with you, bird! Away!
Wait a minute, Lady Elaine.
Yeah?
X.
Yes?
We are the make-believe sweethearts.
The make-believe sweethearts?
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of our singing group.
Oh, your singing group?
Mm-hmm.
When did you start your group?
Just today, silly.
That's what I figured.
Well, X, the only thing is that we just need a little more practice before we can broadcast. That's all there is to it.
Oh, I really think you it would all help. Are spoil sports. That's what you are.
But Lady Aberlin is right. I think you all could be good if you worked at it. But you don't want neighbors like me going around telling you how awful you are.
Well, that's for sure. That's but true. I didn't know singing took practice.
Oh, I'll say it does. Oh, especially yeah. when you're singing with someone else, you know.
Oh, sure. Yeah, that's true. Well, I'll get back to my Benjamin Franklin now.
He loved girl trios, you know. I guess you know that.
No, I didn't. Hey, I'll have to look that up. Thanks, Lady Elaine. Bye.
Bye-bye, X.
Bye, dear.
Say, Lady Elaine.
Mm-hmm.
Was that true? What you said about Benjamin Franklin liking girl trios?
I'm not sure, but he might have. Well, I guess we better practice inside, okay?
I think I'm going over to the castle. I have some old music over there that I really think might help.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'll say.
Would you... Can you manage taking
Oh, sure, we'll take it back in.
Yeah.
Harriet, you and I'll take the box inside.
Won't uh-huh. Got it?
Okay, come on, dear.
Okay.
All right,
Lady, take it
See
in.
You later.
Yeah, right up.
We'll get our prize someday.
Imagine singing on my day off.
Make-believe sweethearts. Oh, yes, 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 Charlie. We've just started a singing group. The Make-Believe Sweethearts. Oh, yeah, we just need a little bit of practice. It's going to be good. Bye-bye.
Make-Believe Sweethearts. You put three fingers up like that? Well, three people singing together is called a trio. Or playing together. Sure, a trio. Two people, can you make your fingers with two? Two people singing together is called a duet. And one person singing alone is called a solo. And do you remember what those men at Negri's music shop were? A barber shop? Quartet. There's four people together. Did you ever think about what the numbers look like when they're written down? You know, the number one looks a little like a stick. Mm-hmm. And the number two looks like a swan. I have a film that shows some of the things that I think numbers look like. People have different ideas about what they look like. But let's take a look at this film on picture-picture about what the numbers look like. Number one. It's like a stick. Number two. Like a swan. Number three. Looks like a dog. Sitting up. Three dogs. Number four. Like a person playing the cello. Four of them. Number five. Looks like a person on a unicycle. Five of them. Six. What's the number six look like? A yo-yo. Up and down. Up. There are six yo-yos. Number seven looks like a boomerang. Seven boomerangs. Number eight looks like a snow person. Eight snow people. Now watch what those eight snow people have when they turn around. See the umbrellas? Number nine. The ear and the trunk of an elephant. Nine elephants. You'd have ideas about what numbers look like. Sure. Think about that when you see numbers. Or when you see letters, the things that they look like. Oh, we've had a good week together, you and I. I like being your television friend. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. Snap, snap. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make it a special day and a special week for me. I like you just the way you are. I'll be back. Bye.
This television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Thank you.